Hopefully you heard all that conversation about Peking there over a theme tune.
Peking, the Chinese city now renamed Beijing.
Yeah. Also, sometimes people call it audio clip. Yeah. That city.
That city.
Yeah. Well, here we are again.
Welcome to the Goose, everybody.
Yeah. How are you? You well? What's been going on?
Specifically me?
No, I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering.
No, I was wondering. I was wondering how they were doing as well, the listeners. Yeah. Like, I mean,
we have one listener for sure.
Definitely.
She's in Amsterdam.
So that's, we've got an international audience.
Yeah.
With an international audience, ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is the problem with having a show after three glasses of white wine. Just kidding, boys. I didn't have three. I had a whole bottle. I'm not wasting that last glass.
You had them before 10 a.m., though, so that doesn't really count.
I sent an email this morning to these two lovely gentlemen who are doing the show with me, and I spelt not one, but two words, three-letter words, wrong.
Mortifying for Annie. Just mortifying.
Yeah. Not difficult words to spell.
No. Like, it wasn't like a
mark. We're not in the same place at the same time, but we could sense each other's...
The disgust. It wasn't even like I was trying to spell neighbor or Wednesday or restaurant.
Yeah. These were simple words.
These were us versus yous and by.
Use, us and yous don't even sound the same. Like by and by.
I know. Do you know what?
B-Y and B-U-Y.
Do you know what? It's my little sneaky middle finger on my left hand that loves that E key. Get that E. Get that E.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, that explains that. Moving.
I don't buy that, but sure.
Whatever, Rory.
Sure, Annie. Sure.
Whatever.
It's fine. Buy, use, us.
Yeah.
So, what's been going on? Annie, you've been away.
I've been away. I've been in the good old US of A, the land of my people, my nation. And there are lots of mosquitoes in that place.
There's lots of what?
Mosquitoes.
Did you get bit?
I don't get bitten that badly, actually. I think mosquitoes, I'm not that tasty, as well as being a bad speller. I don't have tasty blood, according to mosquitoes. Vampires, on the other hand, they love me. But mosquitoes don't. I did see a water snake, which is always disquieting.
A snake made of water.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Snake. That sounds unlikely, but yeah. That was a thing. Take your word for it. Wow.
Well, America's the best.
Yeah.
Were you into water at the
number
time?
Number one. I was in a boat on the water at the time.
Like, how does that happen, evolutionarily speaking? That, like, snakes, you know, they're land animals. But I know there's... Well, they're water animals, too, I guess, because there are water snakes.
It doesn't matter. They don't need arms or legs to do either thing. So.
Yeah, but they have to breathe, you know?
They come up. Their heads stay above the water. It's the creepiest thing in the whole world. They can go under, but they come up. And
okay, so they don't live under the water.
No.
They go for a swim.
No. Sea snakes live under the water, though.
Oh, dude. Well, that's... There we go.
Are they snakes, though?
Or is it like...
They're called sea snakes.
Monsters.
Yeah, they like...
Listeners, if you could please tweet in with your...
Like a...
Answers about
this. Sea horse. That's not a real horse.
No.
I know that. No, no,
that's
no.
Signs right there, Mark.
There was
that.
A fella tried to sell me one of them, and I was like, that is not going to get my cart very far.
No. I hate when that happens.
Mm.
You were had, man.
I was had, sexually.
Rory, how was your few weeks?
Well, I was also away.
Yes.
I was in Amsterdam.
Yes.
I watched the Holland-Costa Rica game in Amsterdam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Less atmospheric than you might think if we were in a small out-of-the-way bar.
And also... I actually had picked Netherlands to win the whole thing.
I thought they might, too.
But I thought after that game, they were nasty.
Why?
There were a few nasty moves.
They're a bit cheaty.
Well,
a bit cheaty.
A bit
I don't know a lot
cheaty.
About the football.
They're not
you know
bitey.
Nothing, Mark. You're just stirring
but
pot
they're
right
a
now.
Bit cheaty.
No,
they cheated my team out.
Which
I had Mexico.
They definitely did. Okay. Actually, that was the worst. That
yeah,
was
yeah,
they
yeah,
got
yeah.
a goal on the flop.
I
there.
Mean, I didn't see this, but my dad told me.
It was
cheated my team.
And Jerry Canton knows.
Okay, it was a genuine flop and it was a genuine foul.
It was not a genuine
it
foul.
It was a genuine
no,
foul.
It wasn't.
Anyway, look.
Okay, well, a lot of people disagree with you.
Well, a lot of people are wrong a lot of the time.
Yeah. Canton, how have your few weeks been? Canton, how have your few weeks been?
I say about the World Cup.
Oh.
Is that...
No, here we go.
It was only on the last... No, it was a semi-final between... or was it the quarter-final? Yeah, with Costa Rica and Netherlands.
This is not a great story so far.
Oh, God. I'm just panicked. Let's put him on. I'm trying to talk about football, and it's not easy for me.
Mark has in a sweating bucket right
there's
now.
He
is checking his notes. He has copious notes.
His lips have turned blue.
So there was a ball on the
yes,
pitch.
That's correct, yes.
And the men were kicking it.
Yes.
No. So it cut. It went to extra time.
Yeah.
Right? And it cut to the Bill and the boys in the studio, and...
Who, by the way, if I can just interject here, I think they've had a relatively poor World Cup.
Oh, really?
It was entertaining, but continue.
Apart from swearing. Yeah. Well, I was just wondering how often are they right? Because they said, okay, Spain are still going to win this. Or Netherlands are still going to win this. Like, they're better than Costa Rica. Fair play to Costa Rica. They managed to hold on. And then, but Spain will get a goal now in extra time. They didn't get a goal in extra time.
Netherlands.
Oh, God's sake.
You're just, I mean,
Mark, they did achieve independence from Spain. I'm not sure the exact
I will
year,
not count them. They are still the Spanish Netherlands in my book.
It was at least 200 years ago.
No, sure no, no. 200 years ago. No, the Spanish Netherlands.
Mark is so conservative.
Got no goal. Costa Rica.
Also a Spanish colony.
So America. As soon as that happened, then went back to the Bill and the boys, and they said, well, now Costa Rica are going to win it now. And they were wrong again. And I reckon I would love to see somebody add up how many times, what their predictions are,
yeah,
and how often they're wrong.
Do that.
Is it more or less than 50%? These experts in football.
Well,
me, the idiot who doesn't know anything, I bet a monkey like me could do as well as them. Challenge you. I challenge you, Giles, Dunphy, Liam,
Brady.
The thing I think
we
the, send a, the point is
sorry, Annie. We should send them a link.
Sorry, Annie. I'm sorry, Annie. We're talking about football. Women cannot talk. I'm sorry, Annie.
This is a male conversation.
I should preface it. Let me interject for a brief moment.
Okay.
We should send a link to this podcast to RT Sport Department.
Yeah.
You know.
Here's the thing. I would love to do. You know, they have Après Match on, and everybody loves it.
Why do they call it Après Match? This is Ireland.
Well, it's comedy.
We don't speak.
It's comedy, okay?
French.
Annie, you
yeah.
wouldn't understand. It's comedy, it's football. But they should get, I would love to commentate on the third place playoff because nobody gives a shit. Like, they should get some joker commentators.
I also think
in
I'd
there.
Be a good commentator. Mark, you and I might be a good team because I know a
so.
Bit about football.
Yeah, I know nothing.
Yeah, I didn't play professionally.
I would just shout.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
my favorite thing, actually,
one.
Is while watching, is just to say the word football over and over. Football, 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 football.
Annie,
see if anybody in the pub notices that you're just saying the word football over and over.
Annie, what were you going to say before I cut you off?
I was going to say that I don't think Canton is wrong in that he probably could do as well as the lads, but he doesn't look as good as the lads do.
That is true.
Because that is one sexy okay. group of commentators.
The amount of women I've lost out okay. to
Annie,
John
now,
Giles.
You are, this is a purely hypothetical question because you are engaged. So,
okay.
But let's say...
My fiancé is not listening to this. Yeah. So.
And I'm sure he would back you up.
Yeah. Let's say Conor McCarthy doesn't exist, hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Right?
Let's say if you wanted that to happen, it could happen tonight.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
It's a different discussion. Different discussion.
Legally, we're not saying that's going to happen. But if you just give us... Just give us... Yeah, just keep laughing and it'll happen. Okay.
But let's say you're in a pub, Grogan's, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
And John Giles, Liam Brady, and Eamon Dunphy are there.
All together.
All together. Yeah, sure.
Oh,
together.
The three amigos.
Giving you the eye. Which one
Ooh.
Do you go for?
Oh, that is a good question. Can we get back to that at the end of the podcast?
No, you have to answer.
Rory, who do you go for?
You answer first, Mark.
Okay, how about this? We all can only have one, so the first person to answer gets their first choice.
Good question. A good
Brady.
Oh,
Brady.
Or would
Brady.
You do...
I go for Liam Brady.
Okay, I'll
really?
Giles.
Yeah.
I'll take Giles.
Oh, that leaves me with Eamon Dunphy.
Yeah, he's probably, I mean...
Too slow.
He's probably had sex with 1,000 people.
And
so
I bet I could make him very happy.
I would say he'd be quite grumpy in bed.
I don't know. I don't know if he's ever had an American. I'd say I've got
I'm
a
sure
good chance.
I'm sure he'd be good crack, actually. I'd say he'd be a good laugh. Like, fair play to him. John Giles would be asleep.
It was a good fuck, not a great fuck. He doesn't have a Cockney accent, but he does. I don't know. That was a classic phrase.
Now.
Let's keep it clean, boys. Let's keep it clean.
Hold on, Bill.
Speaking of sleep, though, which I think dovetails nicely into what we're going to talk about today, have you ever had anybody fall asleep on you? in the bedroom.
During coitus.
During coitus.
Well, yeah.
I like that we both went for the word coitus.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to talk about sleep, we might as well start here and then get boring after this. No, me neither.
Well, there's a silence there.
It was many years ago. We were both very drunk.
That's what they all say.
Well, we hadn't gotten around to doing it.
Okay.
So.
Right.
Had I kept her awake for any longer, we would have. But we didn't.
You couldn't. You weren't up for it.
No, I was. She just fell asleep.
Yeah. She just fell asleep.
Bless your little heart.
Your Honor.
It's a really good...
It's a really good way.
Very
respectful and legal.
You've got to get
the right dose.
And I'm sure...
I know. I was young. It's, you know, you experiment.
Right.
Rohypnol.
I'm sure this is nothing to do with you, but I will just throw it out there that it is a nice way for girls to... Cut the night early, you know, where you're like, oh, yeah, no, I don't...
Yeah. Well, when they do that, like in the middle of dinner, you're like, okay, this is not going on.
So.
I don't know if this is real.
Check, please.
Her eyes seem slightly open, like she's waiting for me to leave.
The weirdest thing was that it was like 1 o'clock in the day, you know? So. It wasn't.
Some people have sleeping issues and some people don't sleep well at night.
Yep. Do you get insomnia much, either of you?
I don't anymore, but I used. Because I think I'm
what
now.
What changed?
I don't know. Maybe I'm now my soul is more at rest now. Who knows? I don't know.
Your soul is more at rest.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
A very poetic way of talking about it.
Or creepy.
Really?
I don't know. Like, it sounds creepy. like you're dead or something.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Your soul. I think that would be fair to say. Your soul is more dead now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've lived more life.
You get past a certain age.
You managed to kill off your soul, and so it's easier to sleep with, not think about the memories of all the horrible things you've done.
Yeah.
I don't really have insomnia, but I freak out about it if I can't sleep.
Freak out.
You freak out if you can't sleep.
Yeah, that sounds like you have insomnia.
Yeah, but it's never, you know, it's never like I've been up for nights and nights in a row. But if I know that I have something coming up or I know that I have to get up the next day and I wake up and I can't go back to sleep, I start to, like, instead of just being like, it's okay, it's not the end of the world. Like, you can function on 4 hours of sleep. It's not, you're not going to, I lose it.
Yeah, you don't have insomnia.
No.
No.
Mark. I'm too.
A bit sometimes, yeah. Last couple of nights have taken a while to get to sleep, but I do have a job where I don't have to get up for it, so then I just sleep in.
Mm.
But
do you, sleepwalk? Do you sleepwalk down the North Circular Road?
Oh, that's you. No.
Yes, that is me. Yes. I actually... Yeah, no.
I've slept walked before once. Yeah. Only once, yeah. And I remember the dream I was having when I did it.
Was it an interesting dream? Because if it wasn't, we don't want to hear
good,
it.
Good, interesting question.
Not particularly, but it took place exactly
all
like
right,
when
we
my...
Don't
my
hear, we don't want to hear that. What do you want to hear?
Because I have a more interesting sleepwalking story.
Okay.
I've got two good sleepwalking stories.
Both of you may have heard this story independently of this podcast, but I'm going to repeat it anyway.
Or
you
we mean, will you pretend like we've never heard it.
Yeah.
Laugh. Give spontaneous laughter.
And applause.
When I was about, I can't remember, 14 or 15.
Brilliant, yeah.
We had a German, I don't know if she was an au pair or like a student, but she was staying with us for an extended...
Some girl in the house.
Was she sexy? Okay.
What's that? She was in her early 20s.
This definitely sounds like what you told the court afterwards. Yeah. I have a sleepwalking story. There was a sexy girl in our house when I was 14.
Anyway, she was staying with us for a couple of months, right? And I don't sleepwalk. I rarely sleepwalk. But anyway, there was one night where she was staying away, right? Staying like she was went to say with a friend or something, or went to Clarity or something. I can't remember. And I sleepwalked into her bed, and I slept in her bed.
Wow.
And how do you... Because you woke up
woke up, and I was like, what the feck? And like, it's like, so weird. And I didn't, she wasn't that sexy. I didn't particularly fancy her.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But she just...
I sleepwalked into her.
My brother locked himself in an attic once sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Anyway.
There were a couple of times when I was in secondary school when I would wake up, but
did
I wasn't
you tell, awake. Hold on, wait, let's go back. Let's go back to the story where you woke up. But did you tell the girl?
No.
Okay. Did you tell anybody?
No.
You're telling us now?
Well, I'm telling the world now.
Yeah, yeah. What's her name?
I genuinely can't remember.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a phone call today.
Whatever crime that is against, the statute of limitations
is well
elapsed.
It's well passed. I genuinely don't remember her name. It was like
It was in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. And who remembers the 90s? Yeah, no
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
But I do also remember on rare occasions when I was in secondary school, I would wake up, but I wasn't...
Please feel free to talk right into that microphone.
I wasn't fully awake, and I would get dressed into my school uniform and go downstairs, and it would be like 2 o'clock in the morning, and some family members would still be up. I'd be like, oh shit. In my school uniform, and then I'd have to go back to bed.
I used to have mundane dreams. Actually, I had one last night.
Is that a technical
dream? I wasn't allowed to talk about my mundane dream, and you are?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Basically,
I'm with you. That's a little unjust to Annie.
No, I'll tell you about the mundanity, and then we'll see if it's interesting, and then you can shout at me if it's not.
Now, in fairness, I think Annie might be resentful of you right now.
I'm not really. I just... But go on, let's see what
it would be incredibly mundane, as in I would dream that we had a new box of Crunchy Nut cornflakes in the kitchen, and I would go downstairs and be like, oh, shit, that was a dream. There's no Crunchy Nut cornflakes. Or there was a dream that one year we were away at New Year's, and I had a dream that the Strokes Is This It CD that I'd lent to Conor McCarthy, he gave it back to me. And I told Conor that the next morning.
And he gave it back to you?
And he gave it back to me. It was a dream come true.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's nice that you've had a dream come true with my fiancé.
Yeah.
Does that mean you guys are married?
Both of us have. You and I have both had dreams come true with... Conor McCarthy. He's the dream
for me. The
maker.
The anticipation is what's best.
Yeah.
Of having a dream come true with Conor McCarthy.
Yeah. It's someday. Still ahead of you.
It's in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe I also, my deadened soul will awaken a little bit.
I had a dream last night that I had multiple copies of the same file of several files on my computer.
A really mundane dream.
And then this morning I was like, oh, I should do that file, you know, that program which deletes multiple copies of the same. Oh, no, that was a dream. I don't have multiple copies of the same file. So I have difficulty telling dream from reality. That's all I'm saying to you.
Okay. It's good to know.
Yep.
It is good to know.
I'm pretty sure this is real right now.
We have no proof.
Yep.
What else do you want to talk about in terms of sleep? Whether we can sleep.
Well, I brought in a whole lot of facts.
Oh.
Do we want to read them? There's 40 facts.
Wait,
so we may
on
not
a second, Mark. Are they interesting facts?
Yeah, because if they're not.
Mundane facts.
Do not know. I have not read them.
Oh, okay.
But there's a page each, and so we can trade off facts and see who has the best facts. I have read none of these facts.
Are we going to vote on who has the best facts?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Who made them sound the most interesting? I'll start. Some sleeping tablets.
That was crap. If you're going to read it for real.
Shit.
And he's getting payback.
Some sleeping tablets, such as barbiturates, suppress REM sleep, which can be harmful over a long period
of
time.
So be careful about what sleeping pills you're choosing. Drugs are best. Alcohol's better.
Yeah.
So is your fact on the air?
No. My fact is a new baby typically results in 400 to 750 hours lost sleep for their parents in the first year.
None of us have kids.
And I don't think we ever will now.
But yeah. Yeah, we've seen that happen to friend after friend. It's like, God, why, how?
Yeah.
Good Lord, that looks awful.
Can I read my fact?
Fine.
Yep.
Rasputin once went 14 nights straight without sleep in the court of Tsar Nicholas II.
But that's probably why he made all those crazy predictions and stuff. The guy was tripping off his head on just lack of sleep.
Did he make predictions?
Yeah, he did, as well as Rasputin and Nostradamus, and they all made crazy.
Well, he was just a noted madman.
He had the Tsar's son. Had epilepsy and he could cure
it. Or he had that blood disease too. The
hemophilia.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's it. Anyway, he could calm him. And so he could blackmail the Tsar. And
I have a very grotesque fact about Rasputin. It's very grotesque. It's quite obscene, actually.
How he died?
No. We don't necessarily need to get into it.
Okay. I'm wondering, was Rasputin... like, what was Rasputin doing? Tell us more about this fact, Rory. Like, why was he up? Was he partying? Or was this an experiment? Was he on the run?
Just as that.
Was this after he was shot and thrown in a
river?
Did
he have a new baby?
They didn't cover this in the song, did they?
I don't know. I'm just reading the facts that you printed out, Mark.
Maybe an extra verse. Yep. Well, I'm just not such a good fact. Actually, it's probably the best one so far.
Thank you.
Here's one that's interesting to me. Anything less than 5 minutes to fall asleep at night means you're sleep deprived. The ideal is between 10 and 15 minutes, meaning you're still tired enough to sleep deeply, but not so exhausted that you feel sleepy by day. So a good 10 to 15 minutes to lie there and think about things.
So less than, if you sleep too fast, it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's not, never a problem for me.
Well, this
it's a bad thing, Rob. Maybe you perceived it to be
a
thing.
There's a...
Mark, maybe you need medical treatment.
There's a thing like with insomnia. I think of it as like, I don't know why, but a train. And sometimes, yeah, something will shock you back into either a noise or a thought will shock you back into wakefulness. And then it's like the train has left the station. It's not. I'm not going to be able to get back straight back into it. You know.
Wouldn't it be more? Yeah. Wouldn't a better analogy be that you got thrown off the train en route?
Yeah, maybe. And then the train's gone. The train doesn't wait for you.
Like, no, that's a nice analogy. You got to wait for the next train to come along.
But you got ejected.
Basically, find.
And you don't know when the next train is coming along.
Like, yeah. you got thrown off at Birr in Offaly. You know.
Oh.
Like what good is that?
God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From Cork, it's not Dublin.
Right in the middle.
I don't know if they have a train station in Birr, but I was trying to. You know, something in the middle of the country.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, that's what I should say every time.
Yeah, I went to Burr.
Fuck it. A lot of mine are actually... Oh, here's one. Ducks at risk of attack by predators are able to balance the need for sleep and survival, keeping one half of the brain awake while the other slips into sleep mode.
Interesting.
In fact, I can expand on that. A lot of animals only sleep half the brain on and off. So, dolphins, because they can't stop swimming, they will half their brain will fall asleep, and then the other half sleeps. Ducks, you'll see ducks lined up in a row sleeping, and the one on one end has half a brain awake and one eye open, and the one on the other end has the other half of the brain awake and one eye open, and they actually take turns.
That's very handy.
Yeah.
And this one says that elephants sleep standing up during non-REM sleep, but lie down for REM sleep.
Hmm.
Interessante.
I have one. Sheep spend an average of 10 hours per sleep per night, but they can eat and also defecate while they sleep.
They sleep for 10 hours?
Yeah.
Practically their whole lives are sleeping, really.
Well.
They don't do a hell of a lot.
And if
they're
eating...
Well, that's different from sleeping. I mean, you can be just grazing. That's
I was being whimsical
but
there.
Human
10/24 of their life.
Human babies eat and defecate in their sleep as well.
Are you making a comparison between human babies and sheep?
Yeah, I think
you are.
You can also...
Yeah, sheep are better.
Yeah.
Human babies, though.
That's true. That's fair enough.
Human babies are covered in hair in the womb, and just before they come out, they eat all that hair.
Mark's making this
up. Okay.
This is true.
You're
this is true.
Up.
The hair falls off, and they digest that hair, and that comes, and that's their first shit. Babies can come out and shit before they've eaten because they've just eaten all their hair. Not sleep related, but it's baby related, and I think that's relevant.
So what about the babies who were born with full heads of hair? Little hairy ears?
Their whole body is covered in hair.
Yeah, but a lot of babies have like hairy backs and hairy ears and stuff.
Well, they're...
Don't have very good appetite.
They must be hungry then.
But not hungry.
What?
Not hungry.
If they're totally... You're saying the baby is bald... That baby
chowed down on some baby
hair.
But
if they've hair on their back or whatever, then they're...
Yeah.
They're a little hungry.
Bad appetites. Poor appetites.
Yeah.
But it must just be coming off and just be around in the amniotic fluid. So
yeah,
actually,
I don't think they pull it out.
No. I mean, I don't remember if I did or not, but I was definitely born bald, and I've been eating ever since.
Yeah. And you're not that bald anymore.
No. No, it's okay now.
Well, your comb over is quite effective too.
I know it's working for me, isn't it?
You wouldn't suspect anything.
No, you wouldn't know.
No,
I'm thinking about getting some Dolly Parton wigs, though.
And you're quite feminine, so.
Bah, a little bit. Don't look at my hands, but yeah.
Yeah.
Other than my creepy hands.
Did you know the people? I wasn't listening to that. Do you know the people used to sleep? Here it says diaries from the pre-electric light globe Victorian era. I think they mean, yeah, electric lights. Show adults slept 9 to 10 hours a night, with periods of rest changing with the seasons in line with sunrise and sunsets. But actually, even further back, people used to sleep in 2 4-hour blocks.
Yeah, I read that somewhere too.
Yeah. Mm. And there was like, they'd get up for an hour in the middle of the night and just doze around and then go back to sleep for another four hours.
Yeah, but it depends, because like there's only so much you can do if it's pitch black, because like a lot of people wouldn't light a candle because they wouldn't have been able to afford that many candles.
Yeah, it was just for banging.
It's just for banging. Mm. It's called the banging hour.
The banging hour, yeah.
4 a.m., the banging hour.
Yeah, let's get up, have a little chat, make a little love, smoke a cigarette, and back to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
You think they ate food? Probably not. Like, and what would you eat? I'm never hungry.
There, you know, you might have, like, a bit of beef on the side of the bed. That's cheese or something. But, you know, they're not going to go down and get a Kit Kat or a bowl of alcohol.
No, but, like, wake up in the middle of the night?
You're often referred to as, aren't you, Rory? A bit of beef on the side of the bed?
A bit of beef on the side of the bed. There is Rory Brosnan. If you guys aren't sleeping, or if you wake up in the middle of the night, do you get food?
If I can't get sleep, the train is gone, so you need to find reschedule.
Uh-huh.
So I will get up and do something. Could be eating.
But there's not a lot to do in Burr.
There's not a lot to do in Burr.
Right, so you've got to...
Could be eating or reading, or maybe watching. Like, if things get really desperate, I'll switch on the computer watch.
What's being left unspoken here, Mark?
I will run around my neighborhood with a knife.
No, something has been left unspoken.
You'll work on your wax figurines.
Wax figurines.
He's working
his wax figurines. You'll have a wax.
Yeah, yeah. Any of these things, and then go back to sleep.
So you switch on the light and everything.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay. Because it's gone. Don't think it's still there. You just get more frustrated by staying in bed.
Trying.
Yeah. Trying. You need to reset.
Trying.
Go eat a banana. Whack off.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I never think to get up and get food. Like, I would get up and go read or...
Yeah.
Write.
Well, you see, the theory is that food, when you're digesting food, it'll make blood rush to your stomach rather than your brain. So that'll make you drowsy. Like, you know, the way you get drowsy after food.
Mm.
So that might help you sleep. Might help you get fat as well.
If you're into that.
Yeah.
And some ladies are.
Finns sleep on average less than any other nation of people.
Ooh, that's interesting.
World.
And they also drink more coffee than other nations.
Even the Finns who live in the south of the country, the southern part, so it's not exclusively to do with the...
brightness?
Yeah, like Norwegians and the similar, there's a differential.
Mm.
Interesting. And they drink more coffee per capita than any other nation.
There you go.
I wonder why.
So I think that would explain it.
Because they can't get to sleep.
And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, that one.
Vicious circle.
Ah, crap. You know what I just realized? I forgot to turn the light on my bike off.
Mm.
Mm.
Will we take a song and then you can run away and do that if you like?
Sure.
Any requests, Annie? You haven't had a song played on the show yet.
Oh my god, it's too short notice. I can't think of anything.
Okay. This.
You gotta tell me, like, way in advance.
I know. This is.
I don't want to sound like an idiot.
This must be the place. Thank you. Sorry to cut off the track there, but you know, we're sick of not hearing our own voices.
We're sick of not hearing our own voices, and we hit on something very interesting. One of my least favorite things about sleeping with other people in the bed or in the room.
I think it's mildly interesting.
Okay. I think
that's a review, not you, but I just...
Okay, well, hold on. We'll put that on the scoreboard now. So I'm on 10, Rory's on 11, and Annie's now on 14. So
I know that sounds like a review,
still
but...
Still
yeah, I am winning it big time.
At the very least, mildly.
No, I really... But it's like... It's not a mild annoyance for me, snoring. It's like rage builds inside me. Like hot
angry ever?
Rage.
You always seem so unflappable.
That would be the drugs I'm on.
I think, yeah, I've certainly seen you fed up.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've seen you shouting.
Yeah, I mean, fed up, we all get a bit quiet.
I rarely, yeah, I know it takes a lot, but when it comes, but with snoring, for whatever reason, I just...
Do you want to unload against Conor McCarthy?
Well, no, it's like everybody. My mother snores. I can't be in the same... and I can't be like in the room even next to her.
Really?
But we recently shared a room with two other people, myself and yourself.
We did.
And Jose was snoring.
Yes.
But you didn't have a problem with that, did you?
I knew that I was going to have to share a room with three other people, if not more, because at the point when we knew we were going, it could have been we were sharing a room with like 15 people. So I brought wax earplugs.
But do you not wear them normally?
No.
Oh, so you didn't, would you, if you put them on beside Conor McCarthy, would that work?
I'd say it would be slightly less effective because he's so close to me, but
yeah,
it would probably help a little bit. But I don't like the wax earplugs because it does, you feel like you're underwater or something. You feel like you're not. I don't like the way that they feel, you know, like I notice them if I roll over or something like that, but they do help for keeping the sound out. And I also put my headphones over my ears just to go to sleep, just to get the extra quiet.
Yeah, while we were away, Jose was snoring, and so I went to wake him up, and he thought he was being attacked by terrorists or something. It was just, oh, what the fuck is going on? It's like, you're snoring.
Apparently, coughing makes snorers stop for a minute. It doesn't make them stop for a long time.
If you try and make some noise to...
Yeah.
But you see, that's the problem. Then your heart is beating so fast because you're trying to race against the snoring to go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
I slept in the same room as another friend, Thomas. And, we were talking while we were lying in bed.
Separate beds.
Huge.
Can't remember what we were saying. Mm-hmm. But then at one point he was like, all right, good night, Canton. Like, it was instant. I was like... He's taking the piss, right? He's making a joke that he's... No, he's really fallen asleep now and
that was
instantly
less than
snoring.
Five minutes.
He's obviously sleep deprived.
It was definitely less than 5 minutes. It was instantaneous snoring.
I read an article that snoring in prison is a source of conflict between...
I would say so.
I would cut a bitch if I had a snoring cellmate.
I was in a similar situation to... Actually, maybe worse because it was in a big dorm while I was doing medical testing in Toronto. And
I've never heard this.
Nice way to just drop it in and hijack the whole rest of the show, Canton.
Sure, I must have talked about this before on the podcast. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I did medical testing. I had to take an estrogen suppressant. And then they're measuring to see how fast it enters your bloodstream and how long it stays in there. So you have to go in overnight into this center. And everyone's got to eat exactly the same food and sleep at exactly the same time. But I was in a dorm with 30 other guys. So obviously there was more than one snorer. And then, I didn't have earplugs, I think. I think even if you'd had earplugs, it was just too deafening. But then to add to that, there was then the guys giving out about the snoring. And it's like, you're not helping. You're just like, jeez, god damn it. Oh my god, Jesus. This is not helping for you making more noise.
I just, and the thing is, I know that I probably do snore too. Like, I think on certain positions you just do.
Yeah, I don't.
But
pretty sure I don't.
I God,
I've never heard myself snore.
I hate it so much. You should record yourself one night and see.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Larry Ryan, I went to a wedding in the Alps, and I was staying in my own room. Larry was staying in the room with Ronan. And at the end of the night, we all had to get a taxi back because the hotel we were staying in was like 15 minutes in the car across the Alps from where the reception was. So we got in a taxi with myself, Larry, and two other guys. I can't remember the guy's name, but one of the guys, Larry, was like, "Should we not wait for Ronan? Is Ronan still in there? Like, is Ronan there?" And the guy was like, "He's long gone. Trust me, he is long gone. I know Ronan. He is long gone. Long gone. No way is he still in there." He was still in there. So Larry was trying to ring. He had the key to Larry and his room, and Ronan's room. So ended up was like, "Oh, I've got a spare bed. Come in and sleep here." But then became the horror of the snoring man. It's like, you're not even supposed to be in my room, and now you're snoring at me. How fucking dare you? I do this charitable thing for you, and now you snore. So I had to go and sleep, try and sleep in the bathroom. I had earplugs in, but I still...
You need the wax
snoring
earplugs.
Too much.
You can't use regular earplugs. You have to use snoring. Roll them onto their sides. That often helps.
Smother them with a pillow.
Yeah.
When Connor and I were in the early stages of our relationship, i.e. not living together and actually living in separate continents, and he would snore, and I'd like sort of gently
over Skype.
Continent?
No, when we'd be together, together in the bed, and then he'd snore, and I'd sort of gently sort of like tip him up onto his side, and he'd, in his like half sleep state, thanks chicken. Now it's like, there's none of this like, thanks chicken, or sorry chicken. No, it's like,
It's a tough moment in any relationship to find out, oh, this is a snoring person.
Mm. Well, I actually, the first night that we ever went home with me, I said, if you snore, just forget it.
Yeah.
And he didn't snore for a long time. He kept it hidden. It is only certain positions as well. But.
The fear kept him from snoring.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that he's locked it down, he's letting it all hang out.
Speaking of locking it down, Annie, why don't we play a game? That's nothing to do with locking it down.
Let's lock this down. So I have a game to play, and I'm going to... there's four different games. We don't have to play all of them. It's all the same game, four different themes. And the idea is that you have to put these in the correct order. And the first one we're going to do is movies from the 90s.
Okay.
There's going to give you four. And
are Rory and I competing, or are we on the same team?
That's a good question.
I think maybe we should go on the same team and discuss it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's okay. Yeah. I'm going to read out the films.
The rage and me boiling over and taunting Mark as I struggle to get the answer out first.
Idiot.
I'm going to read out the films in no particular order.
And we just put them in order of year, chronological order.
Yeah, from the earliest film. So the film earliest in the 90s up until the most
Let's
recent
check
film.
Now. Rory, how confident are you of this?
Quite confident.
Let's say
I wouldn't be very confident.
Should we bet on that? Like, should we say, like, I mean, obviously not money, but like, Rory, you think you're going to get it?
Well, I don't watch a lot of films, but I actually have a good. I think we shall see, but I think I have good knowledge.
Film knowledge.
Years of films came out and just for stuff like that,
and like where you were at the time, how old you were, who you were kissing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And McCanton, you don't feel as confident.
No, I mean, I'd be that confident. No.
All right. Okay. Here are the list of films, and you can hear them again as many times as you want.
Okay.
Reservoir Dogs.
Okay, 94, I think, or two.
Boys in the Hood. Schindler's List.
That was...
And Forrest Gump.
Okay, Forrest Gump was 95, Schindler's List was 94. Were you Boys in the Hood? I feel like that was 91. Was the first one?
Reservoir Dogs.
92, 94. I think it was 92. It was Tarantino's first film.
Yep, it was.
Probably 92. Boys in the Hood, 91. Reservoir Dogs, 92. Schindler's List, 94. Forrest Gump, was it 95 or 94?
I don't know.
That's the order, I'm going to say. Mark, do you want to...
You sound very confident.
All you needed was the order, but it's very impressive to have the years.
I'll back Rory up with that. I wouldn't challenge anything.
Okay. You don't have any kind of like, I wonder about...
I don't know. No,
have you
really
seen all of
know.
These films?
I've seen all those films, but a lot of them I wouldn't have seen because I was too young. you know, at the time they came out.
Give over. You were at least in your early 30s.
Well, I still felt for myself. I know legally I was of age.
Emotionally,
I just wasn't there.
Not emotionally
yet.
Ready.
I wasn't
okay.
Right.
Fair enough. Well, so, Rory, that is the correct order.
Nice.
And you were like amazing. So good. So Boys in the Hood was 91.
Nice.
Reservoir Dogs was 92.
Nice.
Schindler's List was 93.
Ooh, 93.
Okay. And Forrest Gump was 94.
Okay, but pretty good.
Well done. Pretty okay, good. I'm going to see if this one I don't think you'll be as effective with. But I don't know. You might have a secret. You might have a secret store of knowledge about Georgian buildings.
Okay.
So these are famous buildings in Dublin, Ireland, and you have to put them in order from the oldest building to the newest building. And the buildings are the Castle Tower, the bit that looks like a castle in Dublin Castle, the only tower that looks like a castle.
Okay.
Okay.
Custom House.
Okay.
Kilmainham Jail.
Okay.
And the Bank of Ireland on College Green.
I have
no idea.
Okay, I would guess Kilmainham's the oldest.
Not Dublin Castle? If you're in a castle?
I suppose so, yeah, Dublin Castle, yeah, maybe. Okay. Can you give us...
And Kenton is the only person from Dublin in this.
Yeah. I'm from Cork, right?
Hi, Edgar. How do you know?
Can you give us just a clue as to what is the spread from the oldest to the youngest?
The earliest completed building was completed in 1739.
Okay.
And the newest was 1791.
Oh, so quite close together.
Yeah, it's not easy
at all.
It is. Okay. This is a really hard one. And it was more for like the interest sake.
So
we'll do a funnier one after this.
Bank of Ireland. Oh, Customs House. I'll say Dublin Castle, Kilmainham Jail, Bank of Ireland, Customs House. How's that?
Yeah, I'll go with that because I have no idea and there's no way of kind of like...
There's no way of sort of arguing. Yeah. You know what I mean? The first two are right. No.
No,
Bank of Ireland was first.
Okay.
Dublin Castle was second. Kilmainham Jail third. Oh no, Custom House third. Kilmainham Jail fourth.
Well, we were right in the sense that we had all those.
Kilmainham's the old.
That we didn't mention all those in our answer.
You did mention
in
them
that
all.
Sense,
yeah.
You did remember which
correct.
Buildings were.
The only reason I thought Kilmainham was older because it has an old part. I was like, well, they have a newer part, so there must be a time. Older than
a time older than time.
As you can read for yourself, if you're standing outside Trinity College looking at Bank of Ireland, it has a sign which talks about when Bank of Ireland was built, because it was built to be the Irish Parliament. And there's no windows in it because of a tax on windows.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this doesn't make any fucking sense, because the Parliament is going to tax itself. Sure, they could just say, we're the Parliament. We're going to be exempt from that. Thanks.
We're going to have some windows.
Doesn't make it any fucking sense.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've burnt that sign down many times.
The next
category
is famous actors' heights.
Okay.
And I want you to go from the tallest right down to the smallest.
Okay.
All right. Tom Cruise is going to be in there. I know.
He's not.
Okay.
Because I thought that was too obvious.
Too obvious.
Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Mel Gibson,
okay.
Justin Timberlake,
okay.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay. And this is according to Google. So, like, we're going to go with it, but I would suspect that some of these actors have fudged a bit.
Oh, sure. So it would probably be according to their official.
This
I'm
is
going to say Nicholson and Schwarzenegger are the two shortest.
Ooh, I think Gibson's pretty small.
No, I think he's probably 5'10", 11". I don't think he's particularly short. And Justin Timberlake, I think, is reasonably tall and like around 6 foot. I'm going to say Timberlake
saying
is the tallest.
Schwarzenegger.
He's not that tall.
I know he's not that tall, but again, you know.
I'd say he's the shortest, actually.
I
would just like to say that I thought that to be true as well, but that's not the case. So I gave you, I just gave you one. I thought for sure he was like oddly short.
Then Nicholson is the shortest.
I don't know. I think Gibson's short.
How short, Mark?
If you see him standing beside Danny Glover, like in certain shots in Lethal Weapon, you're like, oh, geez, look at the size of Gibson compared to Glover. I don't know that Glover is a giant. I would say, okay, tallest. Well, are you Timberlake. Saying? Are you giving away that Schwarzenegger is the tallest?
No, he's not. He's not the shortest, is what I'm saying.
I said he's not the shortest.
Okay,
so we go with Justin Timberlake as the tallest.
I mean, he's not tall. I think this is once
I
again.
I think he is. I think he's like about 6 foot tall.
6 foot, really?
Yeah.
Extra points if you can guess their actual height according to Google.
Okay. Okay, let's say Timberlake is 6 foot tall.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that. Schwarzenegger. Nicholson, Gibson. That's what I guess.
So you go with Timberlake, Schwarzenegger, Nicholson, Gibson.
Yeah.
I'll go with Timberlake, Gibson, Schwarzenegger, Nicholson.
Okay, and who would you most like to kiss?
Gibson. Just because I think he'd be most grateful. Anyone is kissing him.
I would say Nicholson because by the whole 6 degrees of separation, I would have kissed more women. I think he's slept with a lot of women.
He has.
So there would be some transference of that glory onto me.
Yeah.
Or a lot of herpes too. I don't know. Anyway, so according to Google, and if I hadn't looked these up, I would have said Timberlake, Schwarzenegger, Nicholson, Gibson, myself.
Okay.
Because I've met Mel Gibson and he is not tall. But it was sort of a trick question because Google has Nicholson and Gibson tied at 5'10". I think Gibson's shorter than that. I think he's about my height, okay. Just 5'7", roundabout. Justin Timberlake at 6 feet.
See, there we go. Thank you, Mark. In well, your face.
Which will just say that that is real.
I accepted your counsel.
All right.
And we put him at the top.
You both put him at the top. And it says Schwarzenegger 6'2", which I think is baloney.
He might be 5'10 or 11. He's not
6'2". Yeah, I don't think he's 6'2 either.
Okay, so this... it's not often the quizmaster's like, well, these answers here are absolute bullshit, but I'll give them to you anyway.
You all got them. Okay, and the last one. Do we have time for the last one?
Yeah, go for it.
I have a game, too.
You have to put these actresses in order from
sexiness.
Youngest to oldest and then sexiness.
Okay.
Youngest to oldest first.
Okay.
Okay. Renee Zellweger. She's Sandra Bullock.
Kind of old. She's kind of old.
Julianne Moore.
She's kind of old.
And Amy Adams.
Julianne Moore is the oldest. Eldest.
You're certain of that?
Fairly certain.
Why?
I'm just fairly certain.
I would just like to point out that this particular question was in a pub quiz that I took part in exactly a week ago, and we were champions of the night. We won by 6. This was the final question.
Julianne Moore is the oldest. I'm gonna bank my house on that.
Okay.
Oh, Zellweger and Bullock, they're pretty much, I think they're similar in age.
I might go with Bullock. Okay, I might go with Zellweger. How old is Bullock now? She's kind of revealed.
She's like
45,
46, 47.
Yeah.
Zellweger was in like the Jerry Maguire in 96. And she would have been in her mid 20s at the very earliest. 24, 25, that's 16. I'm going to go Julianne Moore, Sandra Bullock, Renee Zellweger, Amy Adams.
Yeah.
You can.
I don't really know, but. I'm going to switch Zellweger and Bullock.
Okay, this one goes to Rory.
Yes.
They're 4 years apart, actually.
Years.
Yeah. But Zellweger, yeah, Bullock, I think, looks better than Zellweger. Okay, so in order of sexiness.
Zellweger was never pretty. Sorry. Zellweger was never pretty.
Oh. Bullock,
I don't know why she was ever.
She's had a lot of work done, yeah.
To the point of she doesn't really look that great.
You know, she doesn't.
Yeah, well,
Julianne Moore is the sexiest of those.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
Julianne Moore is like an older Amy Adams.
She is. Similar. But Amy Adams has that sort of like sugar sweet thing going, which can be annoying, or I'd find it annoying. I wouldn't want her sucking my dick. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But Julianne Moore, yes.
My friend Bennett Jones in Los Angeles used to know Amy Adams. And then he got back in touch with her after she was famous and she wouldn't talk to him.
Yeah.
Well.
Or I think maybe she thought he wanted to be her boyfriend and she's like, oh, my boyfriend doesn't. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it's always hard. Like,
he got back in touch with her after she was famous.
Yeah,
doesn't speak too much about Bennett.
Yeah.
Either. Like,
we lost contact.
Oh, she's famous now.
I don't think it was. When she was like, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You can understand her caution.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could.
I have a quick game for us.
Okay. Let's do it.
Which of the sleep facts that I said earlier did I make up?
God.
Well, hide the page that's sitting in front of you.
I don't remember even what facts were yours.
Your fins, voice is so boring.
Oh, yeah, the fins. Sleep. Okay, yeah.
There was Rasputin.
Yeah.
And then there was the sheep who sleep 10 hours.
I think it was the fins.
I'll say Rasputin.
You are both correct. I made them all up.
Did you really?
Yes.
Those are pretty good. But it makes sense with the fins for sure.
Yeah, like, it sounds like a thing you'd... Oh, that's a trivia fact.
Yeah.
Well, mine were real facts. Lies and inaccuracies this evening. I hope you've enjoyed that. Let's hit the road. Do we have anything?
Hit the road, Jack.
To plug? If you live in Cork, why not go to the festival thing?
My fiance and our friend Doc, the Snore Monster.
The Leia Healthcare
City Spectacular in Cork this weekend. Free festival. Bring your kids. It's really good fun.
I have one spot left on my improv intermediate intensive weekend this weekend for 50 quid, 12 hours.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, I don't know who's listening to this or if you'll hear it in time, but one spot left.
That is a good deal.
Tuesday night.
And Rory takes his top off, so it's worth it.
I do. I have another top on underneath that top, but I take my top off.
You shouldn't have said that.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
God.
Sorry.
Okay, That's
the podcast.
Hey, bye. If you live in London, Jezebel's going to be on there in August, if I haven't said that already a lot of times. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's hit the road.
Bye.
Yeah, or do you have a quest, Rory?
No.
Okay, fine then. I'll just play this.
Bye-bye.